Both of those cases argue that congressional districts in the so-called Grand Compromise map don't meet the compactness requirement and were drawn to protect incumbents. Solicitor General Jim Layton defended the maps and suggested that safeguarding an incumbent's district is not necessarily illegal. He used Southeast Missouri Congresswoman Joanne Emerson as an example.
They kept Ms. Emerson's district largely intact. She's 115th in seniority and a member of the majority party. That is a rational basis for drawing a district.
The state's high court also heard a lawsuit against the new state Senate district map. It's being challenged because a 6-judge panel that drew it issued a revised version. Plaintiffs say it's not valid because the panel automatically dissolved after issuing its first map. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin, St. Louis Public Radio.